Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Hello, American. Happy Monday, one day from Election Day 2022, the midterm elections that will decide the control of Congress for the next 2 years. Will we have an all-Democratic town or will we have divided government? Will Republicans get both the House and Senate or just the House? All those questions will be resolved by you, the American voter, tomorrow. We've got a very special show today. We've got a congressman who's been leading the charge against some of the extreme indoctrination seeping into school, Congressman Glenn Grothman from the great state of Wisconsin. He's joining us. In addition, we've got a good discussion about the food crisis that is on the horizon. You've heard Congressman Austin Scott talk about it. You've heard some of the UN people talk about it. So next year could be a very difficult year for food supply. You're already seeing the prices rising at the grocery store. You're seeing shelves empty sometimes. There's a turkey shortage this year heading into Thanksgiving. Not a severe one, but enough to be concerned. Well, we've got the perfect guest to talk about that. Joe Reek from My Patriot Supply. They are the emergency food preparedness experts in the world. One of the best companies I've ever dealt with. They're a strategic partner. We're going to tell you how to get special discounts on their 3-month supply. They've set up a special URL for us. That's pretty exciting. We're going to have that as part of the show today and a good discussion of what are the red blinking lights? Why are people concerned? All right, here are some of the input data for you. There's going to be a potential rail strike at the end of this month. President Biden said he had a deal. It didn't happen. Some of the rail unions have voted to strike. That could happen at the end of this month. You've got the Ukraine war significantly interrupting the food basket of Europe. You have yields from this year's American farm harvest way below expectations and way below last year. You've got continuing supply chain issues. You've got a diesel shortage. That's right. Diesel is short, particularly in the southeastern part of the United States, where a second round of crops are being planted right now in the warm southeast states. That is going to have a significant effect. The diesel price is already soaring. Shortages are already being reported. A red alert was just issued. We had that on Just the News last night. So you got all of those things. And then, and I put one other bad thing. You know, oil and gas products are used to make fertilizer. That's right, fertilizer. That's been on the short. In fact, it's so much more expensive and so much shorter that some farmers didn't use as much of it this year. That's part of the reason the crop yields were lower, but it's also driving up prices. So when you're going to the grocery store and you see an empty shelf, go to the restaurant. I went to the local Mexican restaurant from my office last week and it said, some ingredients are not available, so we don't have all products on the menu. Don't hold us accountable. How about that? Well, that's the sort of thing we're going to talk with Joe Reek. They have put together a super, super website for us. It's called PrepareWithJustNews.com. PrepareWithJustNews.com. You go there, you get $250 off their 3-month emergency food kit. Why have this worry on your back of your mind? Why be worried that a storm, a disaster, cyber attack, something disrupts the supply chain even more and you can't get the foods you want? Remember, like when you went early on in the pandemic and the food stores, particularly, were out of things like milk and toilet paper? Don't have that worry. Have this emergency supply like it already stashed away in your house. You get peace of mind. You'll be ahead of the rest of the crowd. My Patriot Supply has made it available for $250 off. All you got to do is go to preparewithjustnews.com. Preparewithjustnews.com. What a great deal. All right, folks, before we get to the commercial break and Congressman Glenn Grothman up first, followed by Joe Reek of the incredible partners of ours, My Patriot Supply. A lot of Democrats in the last 2 months since the general election started in earnest on Labor Day have been running away from their party's rhetoric. They are avoiding Joe Biden. They claim they weren't for defunding police when they clearly were. They were using the code words. People like Mandela Barnes and John Fetterman, two key Democrat Senate candidates, one from Wisconsin, one from Pennsylvania. A lot of House members running from their own votes, their own rhetoric back after the George Floyd moment. Well, there's a pretty interesting story that we broke today. The wife of a endangered Democrat Senate incumbent, Michael Bennett, U.S. Senator, Democrat from Colorado. His wife, well, she said out loud the unspoken thing. That's right. The Democrats' unspoken word got said out loud. What do I mean by that? Susan Daggett is the wife of Senator Michael Bennett, Democrat from Colorado. He's locked in that tight battle for re-election out in Colorado. And she weighed in on defund the police. And she says calling it defund the police is not the smartest move at the outset. But that doesn't mean you can't get it done anyways. What does she mean? What does Susan Daggett mean? She means you should reuse different terms. Don't call it defunding the police, but just go about and do it, she said, reallocating funds. Put it to mental health and social services. Take it away from police. She even invoked her husband's own name and what he would do. Michael would say calling it defund the police, not the smartest move at the outset. The most successful efforts in Washington, D.C. are the ones that you never see on the front pages of paper. We're talking about it for half a second, then let the temperatures come down and quietly allocate some funding to mental health. That's how she says they're going to do it. There are strategic ways to do it that would be just as effective, but not raise the flag. In other words, mislead the American people. She seems to suggest that's what her husband and Democrats will do if they're still in charge. Susan Daggett, the wife of Democratic Senator Michael Bennett, said out loud what many Democrats are saying behind closed doors. We still want to defund. We just simply aren't going to say it publicly. That is an important story. And you can watch the videotape. We got this videotape of her talking outside of her home from Accuracy in Media, one of the nonprofits in the political space, policy space. And you can watch it yourself, make up your own mind. She says it out loud. There's no doubt about it. She also says, I don't think Joe Biden should run for election. That's not a surprise either. Very important. I hope not, she says, when asked whether Joe Biden should run. But that is an exclusive story you can see on Just the News. Check it out right now. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, first, Congressman Glenn Grothman from the great state of Wisconsin, followed by Joe Reek, Vice President of Sales for our good partner, My Patriot Supply. They have put together an incredible offer, and it's a good way to get prepared for the food crisis that so many are saying. The United Nations, members of Congress, Treasury Department, lots of people raising concerns about the food supply chain in America. All right, we'll be right back after these commercial messages. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at TakeLean.com. One more time, TakeLean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. We are less than 24 hours from Judgment Day, Election Day, one of the most consequential elections in our lifetime. And a lot of forces are at work. We know the economy is a big factor. Crime, particularly in urban areas like New York, where Lee Zeldin's making a late surge. But a third issue is what's going on with transgenderism and parents' rights and these sort of extreme ideologies being imposed on children who aren't even able to process them. My next guest is one of the most eloquent voices on this. He has been raising the red flag on this for quite some time. He is Congressman Glenn Grothman from the great state of Wisconsin. Congressman, great to have you on the show.
Glad to be on the show. It's a scary time for the United States.
It is. And what's interesting is when all of these things started coming together, inflation, crime, and then what I call the parents' rights movement, it seems as though Americans woke up very quickly and they couldn't believe, I think one of the most, what was being taught to their children were being interviewed for, what surveys were being done. A pretty extraordinary moment. You've been real concerned about this issue. Are you encouraged by the reaction of parents and getting involved?
I hope so, but we're going to see what happens tomorrow. What your listeners ought to know, among many other Democrat initiatives out there, and this is not just some city alderman from Berkeley, every single Democrat congressman, 220 out of 220, voted for something called the LGBTI Data Inclusion Act, saying that all Americans are going to be asked what their sexual preference are. Are you transgender? Are you binary? Are you gay? And by all Americans, I mean Americans down to 7, 6, or 5 years old. Now, the idea that anybody, the idea that it would be any of the government's business to ask a 30-year-old what their sexual preference is outlandish. It's more outlandish when we talk about 14-year-olds. It's more outlandish when we talk about 9-year-olds. That passed out of the House of Representatives. If there were 2 more Democrat senators, that would be law today. This idea of robbing children of their childhood, asking an 8 or 9-year-old, are you gay? Are you transgender? Is beyond belief. It's beyond belief if a local nut school board did it. It's more beyond belief if the U.S. Congress does it. And we are very close to that happening.
You've taken some action. You've been drafting legislation, drafting solutions to make sure this doesn't slip through sometime down the road. If Republicans win the House, you feel good that we'll get that passed?
There's no doubt in my mind we can get it out of the House to stop this. The Senate, we're going to have the same filibuster rule that is holding up things for the Democrats right now. I think the important thing, though, is to wake up the public. The only reason that they've been able to get away with this is the public has been asleep or not caring. And the idea that we should sit here as our young children become sexualized or wondering whether they're gay or transgendered is just beyond belief. I think the Republicans are focusing on inflation and crime, and that's fine. But they also ought to be telling their parents of children out there, telling everybody that the privacy of the adults is on the line and the innocence of children is on the line. Every one of these Democrats wants to ask young children, are you gay or not, at a very young age. And that is just so far from what our country's values should be.
It is a head scratcher for sure. I think what started with critical race theory and the Glenn Youngkin victory in Virginia in 2020, when you saw this interesting coalition together, traditional conservatives, Christians, very big part of that coalition, but then a growing number of Hispanics, suburban moms who might have left the party in 2020 coming back. It seems like those trend lines are merging even more clearly heading into 2022. What is the most important thing? 24 hours out, what sort of voter who might still be sitting on their hands do you want to get to the polls tomorrow?
Well, we have to anybody who's concerned about crime and inflation, but even more, if you don't want young children to have to declare a sexual preference, if you're at all worried about this drug overdose epidemic, where the Democrat response has been, you know, we're going to weaken the power of police and leave the board open, that's another big issue. And the reason the Democrats should be able to get away with this is they don't pay a price in the polls. So don't get confused about some negative ad against your local senator, your local congressman. Look at the big picture. Do we want America to permanently change, in which we're having 150,000, 160,000 people cross the border a month? Do we want America to permanently change and ask 8 or 9 year old children to declare their sexuality? I mean, these are, to me, hugely important issues that have been left by the wayside, and the American public has got to wake up, or we will permanently have a very different sort of America.
We had a great interview on television last week, and you said something very profound, and it's really rattled in my head. A lot of people react to it. Democrats want an America where parents don't have a say in how their children are educated. That, you know, I mean, listen, oh, that's not possible. It's actually stated out and open. How did we get to this moment where educators and teachers and school boards thought that they knew better than the parents for their children?
Well, I think, first of all, the schools of education have been taken over by radical people, almost Marxist, and therefore the teachers think it's their goal to have all the children think as they think that America is a bad place, think that America is a racist place, think that America is a place in which we have to educate people that they might want to be gay, and because that is, sadly, the ideology of too many school of education professors. It's seeping down to the teachers and seeping down to the school board. And of course, seeping everywhere else, seeping down to these horrible corporate CEOs who are pushing this woke stuff on their employees as well.
Yeah, that's right. It has creeped into there. Actually, it hasn't creeped in. It has streamed into the corporate world.
I'll tell you, we ought to clear out some of these CEOs who push that on their employees. I'll tell you that. I would like to see some protest outside of these board meetings and have some of these well-financed $20, $30 million a year CEOs set out on their well-compensated assets.
Hey, listen, they're supposed to be worried about products and services, not about social issues. And when did the focus on investment get turned into a focus on your children's indoctrination? It's a really remarkable moment to watch it creep all across the country in every aspect of them. It's in the sports leagues, it's in corporate America, but there seems to be a moment for Americans to make a very loud statement tomorrow. Do you feel good that they're ready to do that?
Not good enough. We've got to make a big statement. We got to make a 59 or 60% statement. I think in too many of these races, it'll be 49.5, 50.5, 51.5. But we have got to say that we want America to be the traditional moral America that our forefathers wanted, rather than some ridiculous woke, anti-family, anti-religion America that too many, almost all, Democrat politicians want, and quite too much of corporate America wants, including in this football season, that big screwball who runs the NFL, $2 million a year, to push his woke ideology.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. You see it in every aspect of the NFL's marketing right now. It's clearly picked a side, and it's not the side of where most Americans are. You look out over the candidate field. The Republicans have some very impressive candidates. The candidate recruitment, very important. The commitment with America seemed to focus everybody so that they're singing from the same hymnal. There's a commonality. And it isn't just that you're against Democrats' craziness. You're for the solutions. And how important is it to not only make clear you're against what Democrats are doing, but have a positive solution-oriented offering on the table going into this election?
Well, I think it's important we undo the damage the Democrats have done and make 100% sure that when they get these federal dollars, and they're getting way too many federal dollars, they not use the federal dollars going to the schools, going to the military, going to the police, to, and especially to education. universities to make sure it's not used to push this Marxist ideology out there. And I think we can count on the Republicans, at least in the House, to do something around down those lines. And if we ever get the president so we can go after still more of this spending, we've got to try to get the values in America back to what they used to be.
Yeah, aligned with where the majority of Americans are.
Absolutely. And when we're waking up the slumbering corporate America, we can wake up the slumbering churches, too.
Yeah, it's true that the evangelical vote, Christian vote has been slowing down in recent years. And though the issues that should motivate them are becoming more and more intense, it seems as though there's been a little bit of malaise there. You talked about higher education. It seems like most of the focus on the indoctrination cycle has been at K-12 for all the right reasons. That's where kids are most vulnerable. They're young. But one of the places where Marxist values have most been injected in is in the curriculum at the higher education learning. Ron DeSantis starting to play around with some ideas, get rid of tenure, put some pressure. Do you see a second wave, not only focused on K-12, but an opportunity to also reform education where tenure allows professors to do whatever they darn please?
Well, I don't think that's a bad idea. I think the first thing we ought to do, and I'm encouraging my state level representatives, to get rid of all these woke positions in your universities. I happen to be from Wisconsin. Why are taxpayer dollars going to people who don't even teach, just diversity specialists whose whole life is spent destroying America and destroying traditional values? Get these people out of the universities. Defund them. Out, 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 out.
Yeah, a power of the purse. It's pretty powerful, isn't it? It's one of the great tools that Republicans will have. Everyone say, oh, you got a Democratic president, your hands are tied. Not really. The power of the purse can be so instrumental in reshaping government next year. I've watched you with Congressman Comer, a lot of other folks. You are planning to use the purse strings to make change, aren't you?
Absolutely. And we're going to be sometimes at a bypass here at a stalemate with the Democrats, with President Biden as we put together these next couple budgets. So we have to take it to the public. If we're trying to take away the money for this woke stuff in the universities, we have to have the public on our side, and these negotiations cannot be taking place behind closed doors. We want open negotiations where the public knows who is responsible for putting this anti-American pro-LGBTQ agenda in the schools. The public has to know that.
It's a novel idea because it used to be you got to see the bills before they're passed. Now they get passed with an hour's notice and nobody knows what they voted for until after the fact. Transparency and regular order seems to me like a real big opportunity for Republicans to get right with the American public, create some transparency, and do some education as part of it, right?
Absolutely. The public has to know the difference between the parties so we not only have a victory tomorrow, but have big victories 2 years from now and make America the moral country it was meant to be.
Yeah. Now, your voice on all things faith and parents and education is so important, but you also weigh in on some of the most important security issues. You've been working on trying to get the truth out of Afghanistan. Last week, you and Congressman Andy Biggs highlighted something I didn't know about. It's pretty disturbing. Some of our retirees from the Customs Border Patrol aren't getting their retirements or being delayed by a year or more. Seems like another form of punishing the brave men and women that protect our border.
Absolutely. When you're a federal employee and you retire, normally you begin to get your pension about 3 months after you retire. Sadly, for Border Patrol agents, that's about 12 or 13 months before they get their first check. Now, why are they treated so much worse than anyone else? One can only speculate. But I think it's the small-mindedness and, quite frankly, the hatred for the Border Patrol, just as they hate cops, hate the Border Patrol in the Biden administration. I can't think of any other reason why they have to wait so much longer than other federal employees.
Yeah, it's such a strange thing. And it's just another form of punishment, it seems to me. When you look out now, if Republicans take control of the House, November to January, a lot of people think, oh, it's lame duck. No one should pay attention to it. It's actually one of the most critical times because the rules of how the House are going to be governed are going to be set. The leaders are going to be picked. And the lame duck budget, which Democrats, I'm sure, are going to want to lard up with a lot of garbage. Are your colleagues ready to make sure that things like extreme indoctrination isn't stuck into this lame duck budget bill?
Well, I hope people are paying attention to it. And so your listeners know, this is for the calendar year beginning October 1st. So we're already a month into the budget. But traditionally, we don't pass that budget until around Christmas. And we're still in the minority in the House. But because of the filibuster rule, the Republicans have an opportunity to weigh in much stronger in the Senate. And we have to be pointing out to the public all the liberal garbage that's in this budget so that there's pressure to pull it out. The budget, of course, so far has been negotiated by a majority Democrat party. But I think the American public hopefully will show everyone that we do not want to have that liberal sort of budget for October 1st because of the results that are going to take place tomorrow. But America does have to wake up and realize we're on the verge of losing this country.
Yeah. This has to be viewed in existential terms, not just another election every 2 years. We've been through this.
No, it's what type of America do you want? Do you want this racism stuff all the time? Do you want pushing the LGB agenda on your 7-year-old? Do you want open borders and all sorts of new people coming here, over 100,000 a month? It's what type of America you want.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. That is the question we have to ask ourselves when we go in tomorrow, pull the lever in that booth. It's such an important moment in our history. Mr. Congressman, it's always an honor to have you on. You do so much to illuminate what's going on that a lot of Americans don't know. Any parting thoughts as you think about that voter going in the booth tomorrow? What's the message you want in their head when they get ready to vote?
Well, just remind your friends, don't just vote on inflation and crime. That's enough. Don't forget about this woke agenda, this everybody is racist agenda, because if you want to put an end to that nonsense, you've got to turn out tomorrow. The Democrat Party is all behind it, and now is the time to stand up and say no. Otherwise, they're going to do it for the next 2 years.
Yeah, exactly it. If you don't like what you just experienced the last two years, don't give them 2 more years. I guess that's the overwhelming message. Common sense message, if you ask me. Sir, what an honor to have you on. Such a great opportunity to talk before these very critical votes tomorrow.
Well, honored to be on your show.
Thank you, sir. Good to have you on. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have some more of interviews right after this. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Hey folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right. You heard me right. 4 years for $30. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. We have been talking about the economy, inflation, rising food prices, increasingly empty shelves at grocery stores, and now significant warnings of a global food crisis, global food shortages, only made worse by a couple of new developments, including shortages of diesel fuel, which is the fuel that fuels our tractors and our trucks that bring all the harvest to market. Lots of warning signs blinking red right now that we're headed into a food crisis. And no better way to get ahead of it than to be prepared. And our next guest, he knows all about preparing for a crisis. He is Joe Reek, Vice President of Sales at our great and incredible partner, My Patriot Supply. Joe, great to have you on the show.
John, thank you so much for having me on. Pleasure to be here with you guys again.
We love having this conversation because we've been ahead of the curve on this. We've been warning for a while. We've had members of Congress, members of the United Nations, experts all around the country saying the perfect storm is brewing for food shortages, for economic crisis. Your company makes sure that people are prepared. And right now, I think you have a pointed message. You want Americans to get ready. What's the most important thing you want Americans to know right now?
You know, John, if there's one message I could give to your audience and to everybody listening is to do it now, is because what's coming down the pipeline, it's coming and it's going to become very, very fast. And so there's not going to be a lot of time in the future to get the things that you need to get prepared. And so, again, get prepared now. Do it while you can, because there may not be these supplies available in the future with what's coming down the pipeline.
Yeah, and we saw how quickly things dried up at the beginning of the pandemic, where you couldn't even get toilet paper and milk. These things turn on a dime real quickly. And I think that that's the lesson we just freshly learned just a couple of years ago during the pandemic. When you look at the warning signs, I mean, we've had members of Congress on here, Austin Scott, who has been one of the most cogent voices on this. They all see different signs of warning. Tell us what makes you most concerned in the marketplace right now.
Well, the fact that we're still using last year's harvest for our current food supply needs is really concerning, because what's happening is what's going to happen is the farmers that are planting their fields right now and getting ready for the next harvest, they're about 30 to 40% lower yield than they were the year previous.
Wow.
And so that is very, very concerning, because we're not going to have the supply that we're normally used to having. Taking into account all the supply chain issues that we had up until now, compounded with the lack of harvest that they're going to be experiencing, you take that and you also compound that on top of the diesel fuel shortage that we're experiencing right now, or that we're going to be having here in the next 25 or 30 days, it's going to cause major, major panic. Because what happens is once there's word of a supply chain breakdown for food, it spreads like wildfire. People start to stock up and they start to hoard again. And you'll kind of see what happened at the beginning of 2020, where they started grabbing all the toilet paper supplies. They start doing that with food. And that's when things get really, really scary, John.
Yeah, it really is. And we had some of the diesel fuel suppliers in the southeast part of the country already have a red alert out, meaning there is going to be rationing. And that only has downstream effect for days and days, maybe weeks on end. It's a very scary scenario. As you look out now, I went and got my own emergency supply. I have peace of mind now. What sort of supplies should people stockpile? And describe how your product puts it all into one package, which is really impressive.
You know, I would always say get the basics. And this is what I tell customers all the time, is get your bases covered. And what I mean by that is, if you and your family sit down and say, hey, look, we feel that we need to have at least a 3-month supply of food for our family on hand, or we might need a 3-week supply or even a 12-month supply, get your bases covered. Get the items that you're going to be using on a daily basis. And we're talking about breakfast stuff, lunch items, and dinner items. And so these are the kits that we focus on here at My Patriot Supply, whether that's a 4-week supply kit, a 3-month supply kit, any one of these kits is going to provide you with the necessary calories, the necessary protein, and the necessary meals to keep your bodies going and functioning. And these meals, they're fabulous, John. They taste just like grandma's home cooking. And all you got to do is simply add it to boiling water. You know, you add it to the water, you let it sit and simmer for 10 to 15 minutes, and you're going to have meals like pasta Alfredo, spaghetti, chili macaroni, creamy chicken pasta, all these meals ready to go within minutes, provided for you and your family to sit down and eat and enjoy.
I confessed to this on TV the other day. My wife was out of town and I hadn't gone grocery shopping in a while. And I said, oh, heck, I'm diving in. And I pulled the spaghetti out of my pack and added hot water to it, got it all up and running. It was unbelievable. The taste was incredible. Now, I remember from my time as an embed reporter covering military conflicts, and then for the MREs we bought after 9/11, these are not your grandfather's World War II rations. These things taste really good. How do you pull that off and make something long-lasting at the same time?
It's our team of research and development. These guys are phenomenal. These guys have, you know, long experience in these types of items. And, you know, we've been doing this for so long that we know which items are going to work best. You know, we have about 21 different meal varieties that come in that 3-month supply kit. And again, these are meals that have been proven to have a long shelf life. So you can put it away with confidence, knowing that this is going to be there when you need it. And again, that's the beautiful thing about my Patriot Supply is these meals, John, they have up to a 25-year shelf life. So this is something that you get when things are calm. You get it. You prepare for the times when things are not going to be good. And with a 25-year shelf life, you can have the peace of mind that if anything's going to happen, you know that you're going to have what you need for you and your family. And that's priceless, John.
Yeah, no, it is. And it just takes that worry off of your mind. There's no reason not to do this and put it up on the shelf. You are set. You don't worry about it. I think that's one of the great things. I love when we have a strategic partner like my Patriot Supply. I love to tell people and introduce them to the company itself because you guys have an extraordinary history. Just tell us a little bit about how the company started, how big it has grown over the years.
You know, we started in a 1-bedroom apartment selling survival seeds. And that's how the owner got started, with selling feeds. And then we expanded out to, you know, more items. And, you know, we started selling emergency food. And we found that this is something that we are very, very good at. And it just grew from there. And over the course of the past 10, 12, 13 years, we've become the nation's largest direct-to-consumer emergency food storage provider. And it's something that we're super proud about. You know, we are always trying to improve, always trying to get better, and we are always offering the value, because what we saw in the marketplace, you know, 12, 13 years ago when we first got started, is there wasn't a lot of options, and people were being taken advantage of in the marketplace. And that's why we came into the place and said, hey, we're going to offer what it is that you need. We set a standard for us of giving a 2,000 caloric daily diet on all of our packages. So whether you're getting a 72-hour meal kit or a 12-month supply kit, John, you're going to get the necessary calories or what's recommended by the FDA for survival. And that's huge, because what happens in this industry is there's lots of different companies that talk about how many servings you're going to get or look how much weight of the food is. But that's all irrelevant, because the only thing that matters, John, is how many calories your body's going to be consuming. Because at the end of the day, it's about caloric intake. It's about getting calories that are derived from complex carbohydrates and getting the necessary protein for survival. And at My Patriot Supply, we make sure we provide you with exactly what you need for that.
Yeah, 2,000 calories a day is the magic number. You put a lot of science into this, a lot of thought into it, which is really cool. There's a couple things people are worried about today. Inflation seems to be making everything more expensive, and supply chain shortages are making things more scarce. You have a plan for both. You've been helping people fight inflation, and you've got a plan so that if there's a surge in demand, you can still meet it. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we try to keep our prices as low as we can. In fact, we are probably the only company right now that has held our prices down to prices that we were offering back in 2019, 2020. So we haven't done any price changes yet, and we're trying our hardest not to pass those costs on to our consumers, because we know that this is the time that people are struggling, and we want to help out as many people as we can. In fact, you know, we have stocked up as much as we can in our facility here in Salt Lake City. We have a couple of distribution centers throughout the country that help get the food delivered to people in times of need fast. In fact, we're probably the only emergency company that can deliver within 2 days. You put your order in, it gets delivered, it gets sent out almost the exact same day. We do a very good job of making sure that our customers get the emergency food very, very fast, so they can have the peace of mind that they need.
Yeah, such a good mindset to have coming into this. You already know that they're thinking ahead. You guys have been thinking ahead about pricing, about shipping, about all those things. One of the things I always like about this, you have a disaster replacement warranty. Tell us a little bit about that.
This is an awesome plan that we have. So let's say, for instance, if a family were to purchase any of our emergency items and, you know, they experience where their home gets, you know, let's say, for instance, a fire happens and their emergency food gets destroyed. Well, guess what? Because you purchased with My Patriot Supply, all you need to do is call us up and, you know, support. We will replace all of the emergency food that you purchased from us at no charge. So you can rest assured that if you are ever involved in an emergency or disaster and your food gets destroyed or something happens to it, simply call us up and we will replace it. No questions asked. It doesn't matter how long ago you purchased, we will get it replaced for you. And that's the stuff that we stand behind. That's the reason why we're so good at what we do, because we really do care about survival. And we do care about our customers, John.
And it's unheard of to have that sort of a warranty for a product that's a perishable product, first off. It's really amazing. And I think people are, when you know you're making an investment like this, you're not only making it for the future and having it in peace of mind, but you also know that it's there for you. And if anything bad happens, you guys are still behind us helping each one of us. There was one really cool thing I learned, and I also was amazed how quickly the turnaround was for my order. You have a ready hour fleet. Tell a little bit about that, how many trucks are in it, and its capacity and speed to get things back to you in the marketplace.
Well, that's something that not a lot of people know about, John, so thank you for bringing that up. You know, during the COVID pandemic, we had a difficult time getting trucks to come to our facility to load up our food to deliver to our distribution centers. And the owner, he is so amazing. He has the amazing foresight that he's like, you know what? Let's go out and let's go buy our own semi-trucks. And that's what we did. And so we have a fleet of 18 different semi-trucks. I think we have about 30 different semi-trailers that we are out on the road providing emergency food to our distribution centers. We are reacting to emergencies and disasters and hurricanes and earthquakes, loaded up with our emergency food. So now we can control it. And so we are able to help out those in need when the emergency happens without having to rely on somebody else. Again, it's this whole idea of being self-sufficient. And so it's we practice what we preach. You know, we teach our customers to be self-sufficient because nobody's going to care more about your survival than yourself. And, you know, nobody's going to care more about your product than we will. And so we want to be able to control that. We want to be able to make sure that our product gets delivered when we say it's going to get delivered and when it's going to get delivered. And that's why we've made those investments to do that. And again, it's those little things that really help us serve our customers. Because at the end of the day, John, it's about making sure that our customers are taken care of and that they have what they need when they need it.
Yeah, that customer service, that warranty, the good taste, the 25-year shelf life, it all adds up to peace of mind, folks. And what's really great about our relationship with My Patriot Supply, they have set up a special offer for you. Now, we're talking about the largest preparedness company in the United States. They are taking care of us. They have a very special offer. Let me tell you how you do this. You can get the 3-month emergency food kit. 3 months for $250 off. That's an amazing opportunity to get this $250 savings. You go to a special URL they set up just for us. It's called preparewithjustnews.com. Preparewithjustnews.com. You're going to get $250 off the 3-month emergency food kit. That is an unbelievable deal. On top of the fact that they've held their prices all throughout the pandemic and the supply chain shortages, a great discount. Go check that out today. Joe, one last question. We've had a lot of people on this show, on the TV show, both warning about the clouds on the horizon. When you look out over the next 3 to 6 months, you talked about harvest being down because of the various issues like water, fertilizer. What are some of the other warning signs that make you feel uneasy about the future of the food market?
Well, you know, the major thing right now is what's going on still over there in the Ukraine. You know, anytime there's talk of nuclear weapons, anytime there's talk or there's, you know, disasters like that, it affects us here. Because we all know that things spill over here to the United States. You also take a look at the political climate that's going on here in the country. There's a lot of people that are nervous in the direction in which the country is going right now. And people are scared, honestly. And, you know, if we can provide a way to help them have a little bit of peace of mind that they know that they can still take care of their family, you know, that's us doing our job. But I cannot stress enough, now is the time to do it. We've been screaming from the top of our lungs for the past decade that things are going to get bad. And here we are. Things are getting bad. Things that we've talked about have come to pass, you know, unfortunately. And it's just going to get worse. And so that's why we have been stressing and just, you know, working around the clock to make sure that we have what we need for the customers. But you got to do it. You got to take the initiative. You have to do the work. You have to do the research. You know, listening to your program, listening to other people out there who are advocating that things are coming. You have to listen and you have to do the work and you have to do it because nobody's going to do it for you. So get it done while you can, when you can. Because again, we're headed into a major time right now with inflation. You know, people are having a hard time putting food on their table right now, and it's just going to get worse, John. So do what you got to do, but get it done sooner rather than later.
It is so important to be prepared. And you look at what we've been reporting just over the next few months. There's a potential rail strike at the end of November. Two airlines may go on strike. Low yields on farming from this year's harvest, which is really a red flag. The breadbasket of Europe under war, so there's not a lot of food being created there. That is adding market pressures all around that even affect Americans, even though it seems a long way away. Those sort of supply chain shortages come back and hurt America. You've seen the prices at the grocery. Every red light is flashing, blinking red warning right now, folks. And that's why you got to take advantage of this great opportunity. Joe, we're so grateful for what you've set up for us. This is a really good deal. All you got to do, folks, go to preparewithjustnews.com. Preparewithjustnews.com, $250 off your 3-month emergency food kit. Now, that's a really popular offering there. Amazing food. I actually had some, so I know I can say firsthand. Joe, a big thank you for all the folks at My Patriot Supply for taking such good care of us, for creating this real special offer, and also for educating us, because I think this whole process starts with education. I think the job you've done in making us smarter really, really helps.
John, I appreciate the opportunity. If there's anything I can do for you, please let me know. You know, if you need help, gosh, reach out. We can help you. We can come up with different plans for you and your family. There's not a one size fits all, but the thing that if I can leave with your audience, John, is just to get prepared and just do it now. It's not such a crazy thing to get prepared in these days. Get it done.
Yeah, that's it. And then you've got that peace of mind, which is something in a time of stress. It's nice to have that peace of mind. Joe, great honor to have you on. We love the partnership with My Patriot Supply, folks. Go check out preparewithjustnews.com, a very cool URL, $250 off the emergency food kit for 3 months. That's a great deal. We'll have you on real soon, Joe. Thanks again for taking in the time today.
Of course, John. You guys be safe. We'll talk with you soon.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Report. So grateful you can join us. Big thank you to Congressman Glenn Grothman. Of course, thank you to Joe Week and to all of our friends at My Patriot Supply for the incredible offer they've made. If you want to be prepared and take advantage of that offer, $250 off the three-month emergency food kit, go to preparewithjustnews.com. That's preparewithjustnews.com. That is a great offer, great opportunity. One of the reasons you get these special discounts is you're in the Just the News family, the John Solomon Report's listenership, and our partners, our strategic partners like My Patriot Supply, make special offers you can't get anywhere else. Preparewithjustnews.com. That's how you get there. Go check it out today. All right, that wraps it up. Tomorrow we'll have a special Election Day coverage. Lots of big interviews back to back to back to back. You won't want to miss it. So join us tomorrow. We'll have stem to stern coverage of the 2022 midterm elections. Until then, God bless you and have a great night. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family.